Hunting for Stellar Coronal Mass Ejections, by Kasuke Namikata et al. Solar flares are often accompanied by filament, prominence eruptions, sometimes leading to coronal mass ejections, CMEs. By analogy, we expect that stellar flares are also associated with stellar CMEs whose properties are essential to know the impact on exoplanet habitability. Probable detections of stellar CMEs are still rare, but in this decade, there are several reports that super flares on M-K dwarfs and evolved stars sometimes show blue-shifted optical, UV, X-ray emissions lines, XUV, FUV dimming, and radio bursts. Some of them are interpreted as indirect evidence of stellar prominence eruptions, CMEs on cool stars. More recently, evidence of stellar filament eruption, probably leading to a CME, is reported even on a young solar-type star, G dwarf, as a blue-shifted absorption of H-alpha line associated with a superflare. Notably, the erupted masses for superflares are larger than those of the largest solar CMEs, indicating severe influence on exoplanet environments. The ratio of the kinetic energy of stellar CMEs to flare energy is significantly smaller than expected from the solar scaling relation, and this discrepancy is still in debate. We will review the recent updates of stellar CME studies and discuss the future direction in this paper. This was Hunting for Stellar Coronal Mass Ejections, by Kasuke Namikata et al.